In 1870, in the small town of El Paso, Illinois, a barber named David Strother was the first black man in the state to exercise his legal right to vote in an election.
It took courage to be that first one out. It takes courage to stand up when everyone else is sitting down.
That's Pastor Marvin Hightower, president of the Peoria NAACP. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A Morton family is creating a new scholarship to help students with dyslexia achieve their goals in higher education. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Peggy and Brian McFeeters are starting up the Reward Resilience Dyslexia Scholarship Fund, along with her daughter and her husband. The scholarship was created with the intent to support financially a Morton High School graduate who struggles with dyslexia. Peggy McFeeters says that it was her mother who first sparked the idea of starting a scholarship.
This kind of started with my mom. When she passed away, she left some money, and she was a very giving person. I knew I wanted to do something with it. I wanted to be able to see it at work. So I mentioned it to Lori, and I really feel good about this project. I think that kids will benefit for a long time.
Lori Rearies, the McFeeters' daughter, says dyslexia makes school and learning extremely difficult.
20% of the population could have some form of dyslexia. It's those kids that you think, gosh, they're smart, but there's just something that prevents them from really getting those good grades. I would venture a guess most of the time it's some form of dyslexia.
Weary says that a big reason for starting this scholarship was to give students an alternate way to apply for a scholarship that doesn't have to include reading and writing.
Most scholarships are written essays, and some dyslexic students, that is not their best medium to present their ideas. And so we're willing to accept artwork, video, really any kind of creative idea that they have to be able to demonstrate why they're the best candidate and how dyslexia has impacted their journey.
McFeeters and Weary say that the scholarship could not have been created if it weren't for the help of the Morton Community Foundation. For more information about the scholarship, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Illinois health officials report 1,246 new coronavirus infections and 63 additional deaths. The state's totals stand at more than 1,175,000 illnesses and 20,303 fatalities. Central Illinois' top federal prosecutor is stepping down after a short but eventful time leading the U.S. Attorney's Office, and U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he supports Merrick Garland's nomination to be the next U.S. Attorney General. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. In 1870, in the small town of El Paso, Illinois, a barber and Civil War veteran named David Strother was the first black man in the state and one of the first in the country to exercise his legal right to vote in an election. Just as important, it was a local election. To commemorate Strother for Black History Month and encourage Peoria residents to vote in today's primary election, Tori Dahlhoff brings us this story.
I'm a little sketched down here.
We're in the basement of the Legacy Building in El Paso, Illinois, a small community just off Interstate 39 in Woodford County. I'm shown to a room in the corner of the building where a wall of cinder blocks fills a doorway that 125 years ago led up to the street and is where locals entered for a shave and a chat with their barber, David Strother.
And the room that we are standing in was his barber shop.
When it comes to Central Illinois historical figures, El Paso is most often celebrated as the birthplace of Archbishop Fulton Sheen. But over 20 years before Sheen's birth, Strother, the town's humble and beloved barber and a veteran of the Civil War, had already made history here as the first black American in Illinois and one of the first in the nation to exercise his right to vote. Strother lived much of his adolescence in Peoria, where he moved in 1852, shortly after his mother escaped slavery in Lexington, Missouri. As a young man, he worked the river's busy steamboat industry, and when the Civil War began,
he signed up. He was with an Illinois company, a lot of soldiers from Metamora, Eureka area. He was a cook with them. He was in the Vicksburg campaign.
That's Michael Melick, the history teacher at El Paso Gridley High School. Strother befriended those fellow soldiers from Woodford County.
And then afterwards came back, came to El Paso and opened up his barbershop here.
He had his business down here for well over 40 years. He was known for being a great lover of children and books and music.
That's Tabitha Nowork, the current owner of the building that held Strother's shop. Nowork and her husband have spent the last few years renovating the building with an event center and commercial spaces.
But all of that is a means to an end. Our vision is to put a museum in this very space, a voting rights museum in honor of David Strother, who cast his vote here in El Paso.
Strother's vote was remarkable for a couple reasons. The most obvious being that Strother is believed to be the first black man in Illinois to vote thanks to the passage of the 15th Amendment, the third and last of the Reconstruction Amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
The Reconstruction Amendments allow for all human beings that are citizens of this country to, one, be identified as a citizen, to be free, and to be a participant, to be able to cast their vote.
That's Jamila Wilson, a board member for the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria.
And this is I believe, is a gift that black people gave not only to this country, but to the world and to democracy.
Pastor Marvin Hightower, president of the Peoria NAACP, says Strother is an example of the courage of black Americans who have fought to gain equal human and civil rights in this country.
It took courage to be that first one out. It takes courage to stand up when everyone else is sitting down. So the next person, whoever makes that first step, it will take courage.
The other remarkable aspect of Strother's vote is that he cast it in, that's right, a local election. And if there was ever an election category in need of a hero, it's local ones. Because, well, people just don't turn out like they do for national elections.
And we're trying to get the message across how important, especially local elections, are to everyday people, whether it's on roads, whether it's on safety, or whatever the case may be.
If history is any indicator, the current local election cycle may see far less participation than the highly charged national elections in 2020. But history also tells us that the improvement of democracy relies on change and the courage of Americans to participate in building a more equal society. And no place or barber is too obscure to play a role in that progress.
That David Strother happened to come to El Paso, you know, it could have been any other town in Illinois. But because it's here, we have an obligation to tell that story. And if we don't use this as an opportunity to make a difference today and down the road, then we're kind of just wasting that legacy.
For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
And you can watch a short video featuring Strother's El Paso Barbershop and extended interviews at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.